frog sat on a great lily pad, waiting to catch his lunch. He was feeling particularly hungry and wanted a fly to crunch. He sat there and waited in the sun, his eyes watching all around. He didn't make a frog's croaking noise, as flies knew that kind of sound. Swimming along the old riverbed, a fish was sniffing away. He searched for a worm, or maybe a frog, but nothing came his way. His friends had told him to swim up here, to look by the old oak tree, as frogs and worms play on the branches above, as he would easily see. As he swam, he saw a great lily pad and a green frog in the sun. He thought he'd found his lunch for the day. He started to rub his tum. Hiding beneath the roots of the tree, having a midday snooze, dreaming of a holiday in the sun, or perhaps an ocean cruise, there lived a crocodile 2 meters long. He was the king of this pool, and although he looked quite friendly, he was really rather cruel. He opened an eye and looked all around. He thought he heard a swish, and that could mean only one certain thing. Lunch today was a fish. He decided to move, as a crocodile does. This fish would not get away. So he crept along beside the oak tree in the hot sun of the day. A large, muddy and dirty hippo waddled down for a swim. He needed to bathe in the water so cool and couldn't wait to begin. The hippo was old and his sight was dim. He slowly waddled along, and in his old head he sung all the words of his favourite song. I am a hippo, a great grey hippo, waddling along. At this precise moment, in front of the frog, a juicy fly flew by, and the frog leaned forward on the lily pad to pluck him out of the sky. He caught the fly with his long, sticky tongue, and then he fell with a splash into the water right next to the fish, who for the frog made a dash. He caught the frog and swallowed him whole, a smile beaming on his face. When a crocodile landed in the water so quick, as if from outer space. The crocodile grinned and opened his mouth. The fish, his time had come. The fish said his prayers and shut his eyes and said goodbye to the sun. When all of a sudden, singing a song, a hippo came to help. He jumped on the croc with all of his weight, and the croc let out a yelp, help! The fish screamed out and opened his mouth. The frog could see his chance. He jumped out so fast and reached for safety without a second glance. He hit the bank and fell on his face. His mouth, it opened wide. So the fly flew out as quick as he could and looked for a place to hide. The hippo laughed at what he had done. He watched the fly fly by. He had squashed the croc that was so cruel, saving a fish, a frog, and the fly.